From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian activist Alexei Navalny organized more anti-corruption protests across Russia Monday, with thousands responding. People chanted "Russia without Putin," a reference to President Vladimir Putin, and "Russia will be free." Scores were arrested. Navalny was also detained and sentenced to 30 days in jail, his second jail term of the year. He said both the Moscow and St. Petersburg actions were big. Authorities did what they could to lower expectations. He said he's pleased people came out in such numbers and proud of the movement. White House spokesman Sean Spicer condemned the crackdown on the peace protesters by riot police.
Detaining peaceful protesters, human rights observers, and journalists is an affront to core democratic values. The United States will monitor the situation, and we will call on the government of Russia to immediately release all peaceful protesters. The Russian people, like people everywhere, deserve a government that supports an open marketplace of ideas, transparent and accountable governance, equal treatment under the law, and the ability to exercise their rights without fear or retribution.
Moscow viewed the protests as illegal and deployed riot police, who used pepper spray and batons to break up the crowds. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Monday warned U.S. lawmakers that North Korea's advancing nuclear and missile programs represent the most urgent national security threat facing the U.S. He described them as a clear and present danger to all. U.N. censure and sanctions have not slowed Pyongyang's prescribed activities. In Bangladesh, heavy rains Tuesday triggered landslides that buried hillside homes. At least 43 people were killed in the southeast. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Monday spoke of the gains made during his administration against Islamic State.
We've had tremendous success against ISIS in our fight in the Middle East. We're doing very, very well. We're going to be having a news conference in 2 weeks on that fight, and you'll see numbers that you would not have believed. And frankly, if you look back to even 6 months ago, you wouldn't have believed it was possible.
Meanwhile, the Sunni insurgency has called on its followers to carry out attacks during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. British Prime Minister Theresa May met with members of her ruling Conservative Party after calling an election last week in which many of the members lost seats and the Tories lost their majority. Ms. May was described as contrite at the session of the so-called 1922 meeting, attended by parliamentarian Andrew Bridgen.
Theresa May said that she got us into this situation and she's the lady who's going to get us out of it, and we're going to back her.
The Prime Minister was said to have promised to clean up the mess of the election by working more widely with her party. Ahead of next month's G20 meeting in Hamburg, German Chancellor Angela Merkel called for more investment in Africa to fight poverty that's driving much of the mass migrant influx to Europe. Speaking in Berlin to African leaders, she said we want to foster the integration of markets to strengthen the transfer of technology and knowledge and develop trade flows between Europe and Africa so everyone benefits. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the White House for the first time since President Trump took office. The date set is June 26. Rafiq Dosani is a RAND Corporation South Asia analyst.
I think Mr. Modi was keen to be on the early list of world leaders visiting Trump, particularly after the Xi Jinping visit.
Mr. Trump visited the Chinese leader in early April. India said it hopes the visit will expand relations. A White House spokesman said the two leaders will focus on economic ties, fighting terrorism, expanding defense cooperation, and growing economic ties. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions Tuesday will provide public testimony to a Senate panel looking into allegations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Sessions is expected to be questioned about his dealings with Russian officials while a Trump campaign advisor. The attorney general requested an open hearing so the American people, he said, can hear the truth directly from him. Sessions has recused himself from the investigation, which has now been turned over to a special prosecutor. Panama Monday established formal diplomatic relations with mainland China and broke ties with Taiwan. President Juan Carlos Varela said upgrading diplomatic and commercial links with Beijing, the Panama Canal's second most important customer, is the correct path for his country. Taiwan, which China regards as a renegade province, said it feels angered and sorry by the decision. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.